God bless you. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, honey, and we are on again. Have you ever been in a place where you lacked recognition? And if you lacked that recognition, how did that make you feel? Amen. And that is what we are going to talk about today. We are going to pray. Process today's devotional that's all about the topic of validation and recognition, amen, and how that equates to kingdom value, and we are going to pursue God's word. I just want to thank you so much for joining me. You guys see that I'm getting a little better. I'm looking a little better, amen. So I want to thank you so much for your prayers out there. In everything that you have been doing, thank you for your dedication unto the Lord, thy God, for seeking him. You're not dedicated to me. You are dedicated to the God within you, amen, to seek him every morning. So I just praise God that we are here another day, amen. And so we are on YouTube Live, we are on Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast. So let's do what we came to do. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you, we worship you, and we honor you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for who you are, for speaking to us, Lord God, for encouraging us, Lord God, for developing us, maturing us, growing us up, revealing your word to us. Thank you that you don't leave us, you don't forsake us. Thank you for providing for us, Lord God. Thank you for protecting us, Lord God. Thank you for shielding us from harm. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for pulling us up out the pit. Thank you for giving us health and strong bones, Lord God. Thank you for the will to do your will, Lord God. Thank you for the saving grace and work and power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. We love you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Father God, thank you, Rhonda, for being here this morning. It is wonderful to see you. Amen. God bless you. And you guys know, honey, that we have been going strong with God resilient. It is not 30 consecutive days, but we are on day 30. Amen. That is a testament within itself. Amen. They say if you do anything, I don't know, the time, the needle always moves. If you do something for 2 weeks, if you do something for 30 days, if you do something for 90 days, it becomes a habit. Well, we have been going strong for 30 days with God resilient, and we are grateful. Amen. And so all of this week, we have been talking about kingdom value. Amen. And we looked at our first day of this topic was about overcoming negative self-talk, right? And then on yesterday, we talked about dismantling the trap of comparison. Yes, yes, Rhonda. Amen. The trap of comparison. And what happens when we compare ourselves to other people? We either view ourselves as inadequate or we become self-righteous. And either one of the ends of those spectrums is not of God, right? If we want to view ourselves, we want to understand that we can only do what we can do through Christ. Amen. So whether we feel inadequate, God is going to do it through us. Whether we feel self-righteous, we can't do it unless God does it through us. So either way we go, inadequacy or self-righteousness, we need God. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord, recognizing that it's without him, we can do nothing. Amen. And the only reason why that we can do anything in Christ is through the power of justification, recognizing that we are sinners, amen, and it's only the saving work and grace of Jesus Christ that we can take account for, amen, that our works, are nothing. Our works mean absolutely nothing. And no one, none of us can boast before the Lord. Amen. And that we cannot continue to look at other people. It's very hard, especially in this social media age where you get on and everybody is successful. Everybody is beautiful. Everybody got the best, you know, everybody's this, everybody's that, you know, and that people, all people want to really hear about is either how you became wealthy or the trash, you know, the dirt, the gossip, you know, is very extreme with what people really tune into now in these days. Amen. So we have to be very mindful that we can put on a filter when we take our pictures. We can crop some things out in a picture. We can present whoever we want to be on the internet. Amen. But we know that God sees all and knows all. Amen. And so that leads us to our topic for today. And our topic for today is validate me. Y'all put that in the chat. Validate me. Now, why am I talking about validate me? And we are going to understand this. And I think it is best for us to get straight into the word with 1 Samuel chapter 16. We are going to have a better understanding of this topic, validate me, when we get into the word of God. Amen. If you are here, let me know so I can give you a blessing and a shout out. Amen. 1 Samuel. God bless you, Terry. It's wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and we're going to read it in its entirety. Thank you all for your prayers. Amen. I am getting better. God bless you, Gil. It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be with you this morning. Amen. And you guys know that I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 16 in its entirety. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long are you going to mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him, rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem because I have selected a king from his sons." Samuel asked, "How can I go? Saul will hear about it and kill me." The Lord answered, "Take a young cow with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will tell you, and I will let you know what you are to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate to you." Samuel did what the Lord directed and went to Bethlehem. When the elders of the town met him, they trembled and asked, "Did you come in peace?" Y'all, I am so sorry. Give me one second. Oh my goodness. Excuse me. I forgot my tissue. I'm so sorry. So let's look at 4. So 1 Samuel 16 verse 4. Samuel did what the Lord directed and went to Bethlehem. When the elders of the town met him, they trembled and asked, "Do you come in peace?" "In peace," he replied. "I've come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourself and come with me to the sacrifice." Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and said, "Certainly, the Lord's anointed one is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or his stature, because I have rejected him. Humans do not see what the Lord sees, for humans see what is visible, but the Lord sees the heart." Jesse called Abinadab and presented him to Samuel. "The Lord hasn't chosen this one either," Samuel said. Then Jesse presented Shema. But Samuel said, "The Lord hasn't chosen this one either." After Jesse presented seven of his sons to him, Samuel told Jesse, "The Lord hasn't chosen any of these." Samuel asked, "Are all these the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," he answered, "but right now he's tending the sheep." Samuel told Jesse, "Send for him. We won't sit down to eat until he gets here." So Jesse sent for him. He had beautiful eyes and a healthy, handsome appearance. Then the Lord said, "Anoint him, for he is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully on David from that day forward. Then Samuel set out and went to Ramah. Now, the Spirit of the Lord had left Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord began to torment him. So Saul's servant said to him, You see that an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord command your servants here in your presence to look for someone who knows how to play the lyre. Whenever the evil spirit from God comes on you, that person can play the lyre and you will feel better." Then Saul commanded his servants, "Find me someone who plays well and bring him to me." One of the young men answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is also a valiant man, a warrior, eloquent, handsome, and the Lord is with him." Then Saul dispatched messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who is with the sheep." So Jesse took a donkey, loaded it with bread and wineskin, and one goat, and sent them by his son David to Saul. When David said to Saul and entered his service, Saul loved him very much, and David became his armor bearer. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, "Let David remain in my service, for he has found favor with me." Whenever the Spirit from God came on Saul, David would pick up his lyre and play, and Saul would then be relieved, feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him. This is the best example that we can see in the Word of God about the power of validation and recognition. There's another powerful story in Genesis when Joseph was invalidated and unrecognized by his brothers. But here we see that man saw one thing when it came to David. David's family did not recognize him for several reasons. One, he was the runt of the litter. He was the youngest. Another reason why. So now we're dealing with age. We're dealing with positioning. Does your age invalidate you? Does your positioning in the family invalidate you? Amen. We also look at occupation. David was tending the sheep. He was a shepherd. So his occupation invalidated him. So look at what man considers. Does man invalidate you for the reasons from an earthly perspective? David had all of these brothers. They had different positionings, different statures. They were in different places in life. They were of different ages. They have been older, more mature, more experienced. Amen. Some of them were handsome, strong. Amen. However, God did not choose those people. God did not choose those men. Amen. Put lack of recognition in the chat. They did not recognize David. God bless you, Pastor Carr. They didn't recognize David. They counted David out. They didn't even bring David in until Samuel commanded them. How can you be so invalidated that you're not even counted among the number? Think about this. They didn't even recognize him. His own father didn't even recognize him as one of the sons. How do you forget one of your children? How do you forget one of your own? That somebody else got to tell you, go get your child. Somebody else got to say, is there another? The Bible doesn't talk about how that made David feel. David may not have even known the backstory. We don't know. We don't know any of that. All we know is what is written. But if you can just imagine, there's been times that you've been counted out. God bless you, Deacon Johnson. There's been times that you've been counted out. There have been times that you were not recognized. There were times that you were invalidated by man's standard, by human standard. Okay? So when we lack recognition, we are not receiving the acknowledgement or appreciation in our personal lives or in our professional lives. And that can make people feel undervalued. They undervalued David. But guess what? God didn't undervalue him. Recognition and value ultimately come from God. Because honey, when someone makes up their mind, They're not going to accept you. When someone makes up their mind about you, there is nothing you can do and there is nothing that you can say that is going to change their mind. They have made a decision that they see you in this one light and they are not going to see you in any other light, and it doesn't matter. And a lot of us experience that within our families. You can be fully grown, married, with children, got your own business. But as soon as you go home, you still little Bobo. You still little Bobo at home to your family. They lack the recognition of seeing you for who you are. However, God sees. He is El Roi. He is the God that sees thee. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Carr. She said that she has been there, but God. So God's recognition and God's value is in contrast to human judgment and timing. Your own father doesn't even consider you among his sons. It takes somebody else to tell Jesse, go get your other child. Come on now. None of the brothers said, where's David? Where's our baby brother? Go get him. Where is he? Amen. because he was the youngest and he was tending the sheep. That means that he didn't have a right to be counted among the number. He lacked recognition. Oh, but guess what, honey? When man invalidates you, God will validate you. Don't get it twisted, honey. When man forgets about you, God will remember you. And that's what we see here in this entire passage of scripture. God had an assignment for David. God saw David. God called David. God knew who David was. God was teaching David. We know this from past messages and lessons of what God was doing with David in the field when he was tending the sheep. His father, Jesse, didn't know what God was doing with David. His brothers didn't know what God was doing with David. But God knew what he was doing with David while he was out there in the field with the sheep, fighting off the bear and the lion. God knew. God will validate you. So not only did God anoint David, God blessed David with so many gifts. Look at all of the gifts that David had, and he still was not recognized. Let's look at it. Let's go to verse 12. So we are in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 12. So Jesse sent for him. He had beautiful eyes. He was healthy, with a healthy, handsome appearance. Okay? He was a looker. We got to use that too. Amen? He was a looker. Hallelujah. So now, when you go down to verse 18, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18. One of the young men answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He was a valiant man, a warrior, eloquent, handsome, and the Lord is with him." Look at all of the gifts. That is six things that this person recognized about David. Everybody's not going to see you. Everybody's not going to appreciate you. But it only takes one person. It only takes one person that sees you. That one man knew all of those things about David. And at the right time, excuse me, at the right time, David's name was called. At the right time, there was a need for all of David's gifts. At the right time. But don't get the order messed up. God anointed him first. He was anointed before he was appointed. He was with God first. He was hidden first. He was with the sheep first. He was obscure first. He lacked recognition first. He was invalidated first. All of these things had to happen. And then at God's time, not man's time, at God's time, he anointed David. He pulled him from out of the field. Amen. He pulled him out. All right, David, you were by yourself enough. All right, David, you were with the sheep enough. All right, David, okay, It's time to bring you forth, David. And God validated David at home first, in front of his father, in front of his brothers first, because they were the first to invalidate him. They were the first to not recognize him. He did it in front of them first. And then he went straight to the king. He went straight to the king. All of his gifts that were invalidated, the king had need of them. Maybe you haven't gotten to the right place yet. Maybe you haven't met the right people yet. Maybe that one person hasn't seen you yet. It's not over. Don't count yourself out. I'm here to validate you. You have value in the kingdom of God. There is value. You have much to bring to the table. Man may not see all that you have to bring to the table. But oh, honey, you got a whole lot of resources, honey. You got a whole lot of stuff going on with you, honey. You got a whole lot of gifts and talents. You got a whole lot working for you. Don't count yourself out. And don't worry about it if other people try to count you out. Don't worry about it if you lack recognition. Because El Roi, the God who sees thee, he sees you. And he recognizes you. And he is the one who anointed you. He is the one who called you. He is the one who has an assignment for you. You are the perfect fit somewhere. You are the perfect puzzle piece somewhere. You are the one. You are the one. There is a place for you. There is a place for you. You got the best mixture of gifts and talents and knowledge and abilities. God put your mix all together. Yes, Pastor Carr. She says, I have truly been blessed. Awesome lesson. You, honey, God bless you. Terry says, yes, we can relate and identify. Thanks for the encouragement for all of us. God bless you. People will count you out all the time. All you got to do is show up in the room. You can have the wrong color lipstick, the wrong hairstyle, be the wrong height, the wrong color, the wrong gender, got the wrong outfit on. You can smile too much. You cannot smile at all. You can say hi and greet everyone. You can say nothing to nobody at all. You're never going to win when it comes to man. But with God, it don't matter what you do with man. Honey, you can flip. You can dance. You can sing. You can do the jig, honey. You can do the two-step. You can flip. You can stand on your head. When man makes up their mind about you, is nothing that you can do. But they can't change God's mind about you. What does God say about you? What did God say about David? Go back up to verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his stature, because I have rejected him. Humans do not see what the Lord sees. For humans see what is visible, but the Lord sees the heart. So now, what's in your heart? That's the real question. Is your heart pure? Is your heart submitted? Do you love God with all of your heart? What's in your heart? That's the question. Because you're not fooling anybody. You're definitely not fooling God. And I recognize that this may look like something that is not. This is water, okay? This is not anything else but water. Hallelujah. That bottle can be deceiving. Amen. But it's water. So, y'all, you have kingdom value. Your heart and the purity of your heart. Let God see your heart. Give God your heart. For where your heart is, that is where your treasure is. Let your treasure be in God. Serve the Lord and love the Lord thy God with all of your heart. That has kingdom value. Get the order right. Get your heart right. Submit your heart unto the Lord. Ask the Lord to cleanse your heart. Ask the Lord to heal your heart. Ask the Lord to fill your heart with his love. Ask the Lord to write the word on the tablet of your heart so you won't sin against him. And when you give your heart to God, God sees that as valuable. It was David's heart that made him valuable to God. Because you can give man your heart, but honey, they will snatch it out of you, throw it to the ground, and stomp on it. Pick it up and then throw it in your face. Men are ruthless and merciless. But God, if you're going to give anybody your heart, you give your heart to God. Amen. Amen. Rhonda says, God has the final say. She also says, David prayed, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. And Pastor Carr says that I claim it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, Dr. William Webb IV, my husband. Amen. But God. So if we're going to say, validate me, we are saying that unto the Lord. Lord, you validate me. Because if I continue to seek validation and recognition from man, I'm not going to get it. But if I seek my recognition and my validation from God, because I've given my heart to God, then God, you are going to open up the door for me. God, you are going to call me out. God, you are going to bring me forth. God brought David forth. David did not bring himself forth. God brought David forth. God anointed David. God called David. David didn't go around saying that he knew how to play the lyre. Somebody else said that David knew how to play the lyre. Pick up your lyre and play it. pick up your metaphorical lyre and play it. You play it unto the Lord. Whatever your hands find to do, you do it with all of your might before the Lord. Whatever you do it before the Lord. And the Lord will validate you. And the Lord will recognize you. And the Lord will anoint you. And the Lord will bring you forth. Because you have kingdom value when you submit your life unto the Lord. Man may not recognize it, but the Lord, Elroi, will see thee. Amen. I love y'all. I pray this message was a blessing unto you. Amen. In your own time, continue to read 1 Samuel chapter 16. I pray that you will see something in the message that you have never seen before. Amen. That when you get into that word for yourself and you continue to ask God to show you something, to reinforce this message, to reinforce the revelation that God has given you on today, God will speak into your life. Amen. God bless you, Elder Zeddy. I love you. Thank you so much for joining us on YouTube. Amen. I love y'all. God bless y'all. Okay. Happy Friday. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Don't forget, we're going to be back here tomorrow at 7, but we're also going to be back at 9:15, honey. We have a message titled, This Don't Mean That. Okay. And we are a guest speaker with Saturday's Breakfast. That is Pastor Michelle Mills Ministry. Amen. We are going to be on her conference line, but I will be coming to you live on YouTube and Facebook at 9:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love y'all. God bless you. Mwah. Have a wonderful day.